Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Please be seated. As I prayed over this gospel, the word value jumped out at me. I heard values in this gospel. I value this gift I was given. Love God, love others, serve the world. I value it. Now, inside there are some t-shirts. I think the Dodgers are great, but I don't value them like Hank or Robin or Sue or Liz. Who else values as a diehard Dodger fan? Raise your hand. I go once a year. That's why it's in such pristine condition. Exhibit A. On my vacation, I bought a t-shirt, and I really value what this t-shirt says. God loves you. And I wear it. So the last time I wore it was down at the cliffs by Via Rotunda below Trump's. There's a path along the cliffs. And if you park in Via Rotunda, there's a long ways down till you get to the path that takes you to the restaurant. So there I am walking down the path. And so I wore it last Sunday, and this woman said, God loves you too. And then from then on, either people looked up or they looked at me and said nothing. On the way back toward the car, this man and his son was walking on the paths, and the man goes, he's number one. And his son said, yeah, he's number one. And then they high-fived me. And I went, yes. You know what? This is my deepest value. God loves me. God loves you. And I'm a priest. And it is hard to wear this in public. It is. We don't see this in public. What I can't find, I don't know where I put it. I also bought a baseball hat. I love Jesus. But I decided not to wear it with this. God loves you, Hank.
God loves you too, Paula.
Thank you. So values, what are they? They're an essence, aren't they? They speak to who we are. We act out of our values. We use our values to make decisions. How do you make a decision? You go inside of you and you finally say, okay, I can do this. So I'm going to read a list of values. As you hear all of these words, which ones really are you? What are the core values of you? Here we go. Self-sufficiency, freedom, equality, kindness, patience, inner peace, humility, self-control, faith in God, forgiveness, good health, wealth, money, family, approval, love, God, generosity, happiness, maturity, loyalty, respect, self-respect, security, friendship, adventure, gratefulness, hope, prayer, honor, courage, duty. Abundance of possessions, greed. Are there values, are there words I did not name that are you? Anyone? Did I cover enough bases? I think so. The last two, do you recognize? Abundance of possessions and greed. They were in the gospel today. That's why I'm preaching on values. Because here this dear man has a bumper crop. He didn't do it. Nature did. So what does he do? He tears down perfectly good barns so he has room for more for himself to be able to rest, relax, eat, drink, and be merry. He did not have the value of generosity. He exhibited the value of greed. And one more value that Jesus offers to all of us is being rich toward God. So in this particular gospel today, we hear an opportunity to sense for ourselves the intersection of faith and possessions. It is okay to have possessions. Don't be possessed by your possessions. But possessions are fine and necessary. But how do we hold them? How were you raised? What do you know as your values now because of how your parents witnessed values in front of you? Sometimes when someone goes off to college and now they're not with their parents anymore, they have to open up the suitcase of their lives. They have to open up the suitcase that they received as they were held and they grew up in a household and they were given example and they were receiving witness and they modeled, the parents modeled certain values. So now they're in college, parents aren't there, they open the suitcase and now they need to choose, is this my value or only my parents? So how do you choose to recognize this really is my value? There's some criteria for knowing if what you say is really within and who you are. So I gave you a list of values. So you might hold one or two in your mind right now as I ask you these questions. So claim what you think are some of your values. Did you choose that freely? With this value, do you know that there are alternatives? Because with every alternative, there are consequences to having a certain value. Do you perform that value? Do you act it? Do you really act it? Not just once. Is that value a pattern in your life? Do you cherish it? Do you cherish that particular value? Do you display that value publicly? This is who I am. So I wear God loves you. And does that value that you're thinking about right now help you grow? So think about it. What values do you have from childhood? What values do you think you passed on to your children? Who else gave you a sense of worth? And you liked what you saw in them, and you might have even said, I want to be like you when I grow up. And why would you say that? There was something about that person's values, and you want to be like them when you grow up. Well, we've grown up, haven't we? So how are we modeling the value of a Christian way of life? Have we chosen as a value the mission of Jesus? I want to love God, love others, and serve the world. Have we chosen that as a value that we act? It's become a pattern. It's public. It helps us grow. We've chosen it freely. So we're challenged, especially now, to a Christian way of life. It is okay to have an abundance of possessions. It is not okay to be possessed by them. Because God can say to you, you fool, you can't take it with you. So how do you let go and let God be God? So I have a story. There was a climber, big mountain. It's the kind of, you know, a rock climber where they put, what are they, pinions, something, huh?
Talons.
They hammer in talons and the rope, and the rope and the rope, and they're attached by a rope. So this climber is climbing, and he hasn't judged his time well. He's near the top, and it becomes dark, and clouds are over the moon. He cannot see. What does he do? He becomes disoriented, and he tries to climb up, slips, and falls. And he plummets, and he knows he's going to die. So he says, help me, God. God says, what do you want me to do? The man, the climber, says, save me, God. God says, do you really think I can save you? Of course you can save me. God says, cut the rope. So here is this man dangling down. The rope around his waist has caught him. He's hanging in midair, hanging there. God says, cut the rope. Man holds on more tightly. The next morning, the climber is found, frozen, dead, clutching the rope, 1 foot from the ground. If he had cut the rope, he would have fallen onto the ground 12 inches away. What do you hold on to too tightly? We need to hold on to God. But with God, that value is a both and. We hold on, and we also have to let go and let God be God. I think one of the hardest moments, and I've experienced it often, is in a hospital room when a loved one is near death. And I ask the family, have you told them it's okay to let go and go home to God? One time, well, not yet. Well, you could tell you need to do this. I'm going to step out of the room. Let every member have a moment to tell their loved one it's okay to let go. That loved one is not going to fall. God is in that moment, and together they go on to the next life, eternal life. It is a process. It's a both and. You've loved and you let go. And when you cry the pain of grief, it is the tears of love. And love is the deepest of all values because God is love. So today, we were challenged by a greedy rich man who didn't give himself that bumper crop. Nature did. But he tore down good barns to build bigger ones. We don't need to do that. Each day we can decide, my core values are really who I am, and I want to live in such a way that I give light to others. In fact, I want to live in such a way that they know God loves you without wearing a t-shirt. And I want to end this today with a prayer. Gracious God, you hold us and we hold on to you. May we let go and let you be God, especially in moments of fear and question. As we hold in our hearts the news of Gilroy, El Paso, Dayton, Ohio, and all those cities and people we are not even aware of, yet you hold us in love. Help us to value your presence and to dig deeper into the gift of faith and hope, and to believe that you are with us no matter what, and to let go and let you be God, now and always. Amen.